From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Given current COVID-19 conditions, the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association Board of Directors has decided the Southeast Regional Fruit and Vegetable Conference is going virtual. Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association Executive Director Charles Hall tells the Georgia Farm Bureau while conditions may improve before January, most epidemiology experts predict preventative measures will continue well into 2021. He says time doesn't permit waiting any longer. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association welcomes the introduction of bipartisan legislation to improve the marketing environment for cattle producers. Introduced by South Dakota Republican Representative Dusty Johnson and bipartisan co-sponsors, the Price Reform in Cattle Economics Act addresses several areas critical to cattle producers. Included in the bill are existing proposals to open new markets for state-inspected beef products and new provisions to aid producer-owned beef processing facilities and increase transparency in fed cattle transactions. The antitrust class action lawsuit alleging America's largest beef packers conspired to fix cattle prices has been dismissed. According to agrimarketing.com, federal judge John Tunheim issued his ruling last week and gave plaintiffs 90 days to file an amended complaint. Tunheim says the ranchers and consumers who brought the case do little to allege how the individual defendants acted, making it impossible to evaluate the alternative economic explanations offered by the meat packers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.